NamNab is a podcast that deals with the grisly details of a variety of topics, including true crime cases, government cover-ups, conspiracies, and the paranormal. This content is not suitable for everyone. Viewer discretion is advised.
She was murdered.
Sup, my dudes?
Welcome back.
This is Not a Monster, Not a Boogeyman.
I'm Naomi.
I'm Janae.
I'm Les. And today we are covering one of the recommendations that one of our Patreon made for a crime. I was surprised I'd never heard about this before, prior to, especially since it's a local crime. We'll be covering the AMF bowling shootings, triple homicide murder today from 2002. Okay.
I don't feel like I knew about this.
I didn't know about it either, and it's really strange because all of us are natives, and we all grew up, like, near that neighborhood. So yeah. It's Littleton, Colorado, like, right on Bellevue, right? That's
yeah.
the one.
Yeah.
It's no longer a bowling alley,
yes,
right?
It is.
It is?
It is.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's, like, right next to the grocery store I used to shop at.
Yeah. My grandma lives over there, so it's really funny. But I never heard about this, so.
Weird.
I mean, Littleton has always been associated with some pretty big crimes that do get fairly covered in the media still today. Famous you-know-what shooting. I'm just kidding, Columbine. But yeah, that really, like, impacted Littleton as, like, a county? Wait,
community.
City? Everything.
Yeah.
You know, after that, a few cases happened that weren't covered by the media at all. So this case was kind of hard to investigate, honestly. There was, like, not a lot of shit. It was mostly just really short articles. I'm assuming it's because it was such a random, kind of sporadic event, and I don't think they had enough DNA samples since it's a bowling alley and there were, like, so many people mm-hmm. who passed through there, right? But I don't know why it took them so long. I mean, so shortly after, and I just wanted to talk about this crime because it could be unrelated, but it's also sort of strange. So did you guys also know that, like, 10 months after the Columbine shooting, Nicholas Kinsella and Stephanie Hart were murdered also by that subway? Super
yeah.
close by. You
yeah.
knew about that?
I did know about that.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so those two were shot in a very close by subway to the high school, Columbine High School, I'm pretty sure, right? Okay, and then somehow this double homicide also fell through the cracks. Like, they couldn't find anything about that either. And just, like, really intense, sporadic crimes locally for this community. Super, super terrifying. Really, really disappointing, right? Especially after that experience we had at Columbine.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it still stays with this whole place even, like, years later. So I just thought that was really interesting that there were so many cases that happened that weren't really broadcasted.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, months after that shooting happened, the subway one, the massacre at the AMF bowling alley, which still remains unresolved, happened on the late January of 2002, probably like January 20th, I forget which one, which day specifically, but there was not much coverage on this either. So 23-year-old Bobby Cejas, James Springer, 29, and Aaron Gola, 26, were all shot and killed this night. It's a still really mysterious kind of happening. So basically around 11:15 p.m., the crew starts closing up shop, right? They're doing their final nightly duties. There was also one other fourth person in the bowling alley by this time, and his name was Taz, and he was the bartender. But he left around 11:15. Just, you know, he says it was a normal night. And unfortunately, within the next 20 minutes, like, shit hit the fan. So they don't really know who the person is, right? The suspect. There's also been mention of possibly two suspects being involved. But that's inconclusive, too. But basically, 23-year-old Bobby Cejas was bowling late hours. He was constantly at the bowling alley. He's, like, a professional-level bowler. Seriously, no, he was. I know.
I love bowling. So this is just fantastic.
I know. It sounds really cool. Yeah. and he was just bowling up all night and knows the folks there pretty well. Mm-hmm. James Springer was a manager and was new. And he knew Bobby pretty well since he was, like, there constantly. But he was supposed to give him a ride home. And then there was Erin Gola. She was also waiting on a ride. She calls her ride at, like, 11:30, I believe. Mm-hmm. And is like, hey, ready for you to pick me up. Takes a ride about 15 minutes to get there. James Springer, at the same time, calls his wife and is like, hey, I'm about to leave. I'm going to drop off Bobby, but we're waiting for Aaron's ride. Mm-hmm. Literally about 11:45, Aaron's friend, whose identity has not been disclosed for her safety, apparently, since she arrives there, parks outside, calls them. There's no answer to let Aaron know that she's there. Within 5 minutes, she hears three loud shots. Sounds like shots, what investigators believe is shots. And then 2 minutes later, so at 11:50, sees a man who is tall, white, shaved head, blonde, wearing a black trench coat. She looks at her in the eyes and smirks, she says, and just walks away. She goes inside and unfortunately finds the three victims in the back room shot. So what's interesting is police were never able to find this guy, right? But they also did canvassing around for other witnesses. Mm-hmm. And there was also one more guy that people were saying was there kind of late. Mm-hmm. But he was olive, darker skin, black curly hair, and wore thick rimmed glasses. Police released the sketch of this guy too, but mostly just wondering if he had any information. They weren't sure if he was linked to the crime at all, but the other sketch was definitely a suspect, one who they thought was. They were unfortunately not able to collect a lot of DNA. They had one sample, and of course, the shells of the bullets. What's interesting, all of the cash was missing from the registers, of course. Personal checks, all that jazz. So it did look like a robbery, murder. But what was interesting is that a week prior to this, they were burglarized again. But this guy comes in, the cameras catch him. It's way after hours. He does look like just a burglar. Just going through, he couldn't open the safe, so he just steals people's cell phones and like he leaves. So that's your classic, usually how a robbery looks. Like generally these folks are not really looking to be seen or cause, they just want to get what they want. You know what I mean? And yeah, hop on out.
Armed robbery is like a serious crime. So like, mm-hmm, you gotta be willing to like do some shit if you're gonna commit a crime like that.
I don't think that guy was armed.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, yeah.
Oh,
that's
what you're saying. Exactly. Yeah. Like, you gotta be on some shit.
It's more like petty theft, I feel like, most of the time.
What's so strange is it's like a bowling alley is your target for this. Very mysterious case, right? So, yeah, so they're not sure if that guy from the week before was related to this crime at all. Really weird shit happens after this. So, you know, it sucks. The night, the families know, everyone knows. Aaron had two daughters, and, like, you know, they all, James was a dad and left his wife a widow. Like, everyone got super, super just tormented that night over this. Also, it took them a long time to find any leads. Oh my God, yeah. For some reason, I don't know if it was like the lack of publicity that, well, and there were reasons, I guess, as to why police, since it was such a cold case, they didn't want to release too many details. They wanted people to come forward. They never released the caliber of the gun, for example. They still haven't found anything, apparently, which is strange, right?
Did they find any connections to that subway shooting you were talking about earlier?
Well, that's the thing. That one was cold case, too. I don't think they did find any connections about it, though, because that one I don't think was a robbery either. Mm-mm. Yeah, so it's really strange. They basically say that this could be, they're not sure if the suspect is a local or possibly someone who just is from out of town stopping by. But they pretty much determined that they were set to kill that night. Like, what it sounds like is just a criminal who kind of was like, I'm going to go fuck shit up. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go kill someone. I'm going to take what they have, basically. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And they're not too sure if they're, well, at first, there were no links to any one person involved out of the victims. They saw no relation between the shooter and the victims at all. So, well, they don't know who the shooter is. So they compared, like, their DNA system with the sample that they had, but it didn't fit anyone that was there already. Mm. Yeah. They found, after the shootings, they found some really weird shit. This is, like, the only things they released in the Rocky Mountain News. Police had found two jackets, harmonicas, and a tube of Neosporin.
Harmonicas?
Yeah, so
DNA on harmonicas?
None that they found in their system. Again, like, this is like probably someone, that's the strangest thing, is that if they've never had a prior crime, how could they find this person? Mm-hmm. It is so random.
Yeah.
So based on interviews and investigation, the bowling alley had personal checks and cash that were gone. So it's suspected that he took Aaron and James into the back room and then grab Bobby. Mm-hmm. And then they opened the safe at gunpoint, took everything there, and just shot him. Wow. And left.
What the fuck?
Very sporadic. And it's not even, we don't even know how much they had in their accounts. Yeah. So later on, the only lead that they found was really fucking random. 3 months later, in March, there's three people who are like having a fun time on a beach, I guess, in Santa Cruz, California. Mm-hmm. This is really fucking weird. Three of them. Two of which are a couple. So there's a male, his girlfriend, and then her friend. Mm-hmm. They all knew each other. His name is James Bachman. I don't think the others were, information was released. I couldn't find their names. But it was his partner and then her friend. They're all sleeping in a sleeping bag, mm-hmm. camping here on the beach. Mm-hmm. He pulls out a gun and just shoots them both, mm-hmm. and shoots himself.
Oh.
This is in California, right? Come to find out, he, a week prior to this vacation, was like, I won $5,000 in the lottery, and I want to take you back to Colorado so we can get this job, and you can get an apartment to Littleton, Colorado. And come to find out, those three were at the bowling alley a week before the shootings happened. So that was an interesting lead, right? Because
yeah.
It was like, they never released again how much was in the safe, but that person was there, and then this happened. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
But they turned, so his parents released a DNA sample, did not match what they had on file. So they have no real evidence that this is connected, but how fucking random. Then, later on, there's a jury who's assigned to investigate a meth ring here in Colorado, which I did not know was so bad.
Oh, it's so really bad here. Yeah.
It's interesting. Wow. So, Erin Zola, the mom, 25-year-old, she comes up in their investigation. Mm-hmm. And they're not sure. It's been inconclusive that she had anything to do with that still.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also sort of one of the theories, is like, what if she owed someone money and then they came and did that, right?
Right.
It's not conclusive, though. In fact, they've said that it's probably not true at all. Her name came up for a different reason, unfortunately. She was charged once, but
it's just weird how much mystery there is around this. Like, you think you're getting somewhere and then everything just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I mean,
it doesn't add up.
Could just senseless, it seems.
Being the friend who picks up and then sees this guy is like, I think she's the only person who's ever going to see this man.
Yeah. Well, and like, I'm glad they kept her identity protected.
Yeah, he's gone. Well, that's also what the police question too, is like, why was he so gung-ho to kill the three victims, mm-hmm. but let the witness walk?
She was more public, right? They were outside when she saw
him. He was outside, but it just seems like he was so radical that if he wanted to, he would just shoot it right there.
He'd do it.
Right,
yeah.
He was on his way out, but that's, you know, it was just interesting, because usually that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You would find that if there's a witness, he might have said, point his gun at her, say, go into the alley now, right. Bowling alley, right, and shoot her. But she got away. Yeah, just super random that this keeps happening there. I happen to believe James Bachman did have something involved. Like, what is he talking about? He won $5,000 in the lottery. They checked his accounts. He didn't win that. Mm-hmm. He never won that. So that does lead me to believe that he might have robbed them for a very small amount of money. Like, $5,000 is going to pay, what, 2-3 months rent? Maybe. So it's like, you're kind of, you sound like grandiose about this action, mm-hmm. right? And then you take your girlfriend and longtime friend, they all went to the same high school, mm-hmm. and shoot them and himself. I think you would only do that so you don't get caught. I think, anyway. I don't know. But anyway, that was inconclusive. Now, there have been new developments. Not many, though. Colorado Police Enforcement, LPD, Littleton Police Enforcement, said Wednesday, this is in April, 21st of April last month, 2 months ago, said they're going over every piece of evidence from a triple murder from 2002, hoping to bring the killer or killers to justice. It's not too late to come forward, says Chief Doug Stevens. During the briefing, where an increased reward of now up to $30,000 was also announced. This community, especially the families, he quotes, of James, Aaron, and Robert deserve answers. Investigators are retesting and reviewing evidence, including items from the trash can, men's room, as well as other items on the property. Steven said technology not available to us at the time of the crime has now developed into new investigative leads. Mm-hmm. Still nothing. And what's interesting is, like, a lot of cases like this have immense coverage and people spending their lives on it and, like, fucking novels all the time. This one has nothing. I find it really curious.
That is weird. I was going to ask, do you know if some of those, like, efforts to find things, like, new leads and stuff are related to, like, DNA and, like, familial DNA, trying to find killers through, like, their families?
Yes, genealogy and such, yes.
There we go, I couldn't think of the fucking word.
That's exactly what they're doing. Yeah.
That's cool, okay.
Yeah.
It's weird that that's where investigating is coming to, like forensics.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
It's fascinating how much it's grown over the years.
There was a unsolved Littleton case, I think, at the end of 2019 that was solved by...
Genealogy testing?
Genealogy testing, like, through the push of another podcast.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. And also, if you know something... say something. Mm-hmm. This is a local crime. And it's in a busy area. Like, that place is bustling almost all hours of the night. You know, there's a gas station right across the street, 24 hours. How are there no other security footage, you know?
No. I mean, it's so scary, too. Like, bowling alley feels so safe.
Yeah, what a fucking cute-ass little shindig and then ruined.
Yeah.
Why would you target a bowling alley? They don't make a lot of money.
No.
All of it makes no sense.
None of it makes sense. Tell us more if you have any leads or theories.
Mm-hmm. If you want to see some pictures, our local community, go check out our Instagram, Not a Boogeyman.
If you want to read this post, go to our blog at namnab.com. We'll have pictures and then just like a quick version of this.
And if you want to enter any of your favorite cases for us to cover that we haven't yet, or have any interest in joining us for our Patreon for merch and such, please join. That would be cool.
It'll be linked in our show notes.
We can make better sounding stuff now because of that.
So. Yes. Yeah. Thanks, y'all. Come back next week. I don't know what we'll be talking about yet, but see you then. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.